Best Racing Drones 2021, Top Brand Review for you. Are you looking for the best racing drones for sale in 2021? We have compiled a list of top best drones for racing that are currently available on the market. Whether you're new to drone racing or an expert looking for new features, these reviews will help you find what suits your needs. Please read below to get more information about our favorite products. Top Best Racing Drones for Beginners. Wakera F210-3D. The Wakera F210-3D is a great drone under $500 for racing. We like the lightweight and agile design of Wakera F210-3D. It is also fast enough to keep up with technical courses. We can't guarantee you'll win races with the Wakera F210-3D, but if any ready-to-fly drone purchase was going to get you there, this may be it. The Wakera F210-3D has night vision cameras, sturdy construction, easy customization, and many thoughtful longevity features. It won't fall apart if thrown at you, but the designers have done everything they could to ensure that core components are protected and made easy to replace. You can adjust the flight modes to your liking by tweaking the flight controller. We like the Wakera F210-3D's lightweight and extremely agile performance. It can also keep up with technical courses in demanding areas. Although we can't guarantee that you will win races with the Wakera F210-3D drone, it is possible to buy a ready-to-fly racing drone to help you get there. Pros: special chassis for robust, shockproof construction, high-performance brushless motors giving it incredible speed and zip, multiple flight modes for impressive maneuvers, amazing design with turning lights. Cons: non-removable battery. To charge the battery for the next flight, you must wait. Aris X220. Aris's X220 V2 is their highest-end model, and they also offer an alternative Aris X Speed 250B. Aris designed the X220 around Raptor S Tower. It features the F4 integrated flight control, ESCs, and improved heat dissipation. It's also ready to fly, just like the 250B. It has a more elegant design with matching accents in different colors. It does this with comparable speed, thrust, and power due to its similar setup. The chassis is made of pure carbon fiber and has 4mm thick arms. It also comes with 2,300 kV brushless motors that can withstand heavy collisions. The AT9S controller is included in the package. This controller offers more precision, battery warning, and more excellent range than the AT9. This model can also be used with Fast Shark FPV goggles that transmit at 5.8 GHz. It also features a tilting camera with WDR, a built-in microphone, and OSD. While the X220 is a good alternative to the 250B range, it goes one step further. It also features some significant updates that make it a better choice for experienced pilots. Wakera Runner 250 Racing Drone. Best Drone Racing Kits. Wakera Runner 250 belongs to the 250mm class. The racing drone's carbon fiber materials allow for speeds up to 40 km per hour. It is made from carbon fiber materials that are stronger than hobbyist drones. This RTF racing drone is extremely sensitive and accurate and can operate up to 1,000 meters. Wakera also makes an FPV drone goggle that is compatible with the drone. Prices will vary depending on the package you choose. You can get the basic setup for a lower price, which includes the quadcopter, transmitter, and flight battery. You can also add additional features such as a camera or on-screen display. The complete package with FPV video goggles will cost you around $750. Wakera Runner 250 is an excellent option for people who plan to compete in drone races with many corners and obstacles. For a complete package, this drone is more expensive. The price is reasonable to own racing drone and the possibility of a full FPV experience. Pros: 2500kV brushless motor, useful transportation bag, amazing camera, it becomes light, it's a very good drone, powerful 5.8GHz, nice radio range, the onboard sound buzzer is not very loud. GPS return to home modular design innovative direction lights. Cons: it is equipped with a fragile and thin battery plate. Innate GCL antenna is too small. The front bumper blocks part of the visual scene. Throttle failure safe. It lacks vertical acceleration. It isn't one of the fastest drones, with a top speed of 40 km per hour. AirisX speed 250B. AirisX speed 250B skips fancy design. Instead, the X-Speed 250B by Airis focuses on execution. Airis designed the 250B around Raptor 390 tower. It features an integrated F3 controller with ESCs to reduce interface and avoid damages. The 250B drone is one of the ready-to-fly models. It's already assembled, tuned, and tested for performance. No more sexy looks. This quad is fast, agile, and thirst. It is made of carbon fiber frame and features 4mm thick arms. The 2,300 kV brushless motors are strong enough to withstand the most severe collisions. It ships with an AT9 controller and can be used with Fast Shark's FPV glasses that transmit video using the 5.8 GHz band. It also features an HD camera that you can tilt to adjust its angle, which adds versatility. Airis includes 3 blades of high-efficiency propellers, which are more powerful and balanced than traditional propellers. The X-Speed 250B is an excellent choice for the experienced pilot skill. Pros: carbon fiber frame with strong durability, very smooth and stable, powerful motors flying easily, excellent hardware, F3 FC and 2205 motors, HD camera, etc. ARF quick start drone, just plug in the battery and you're ready to fly. Bright color, changeable rear LED, loud buzzer, clear HD camera, excellent transmitter. Cons: camera mount does not allow for enough tilt. The vibration dampening mount for flight controller or RX does not always stay flat, which affects the accelerometer, gyro. DJI FPV combo. Best drone for filmmakers. DJI FPV drone has many uses. It features a high-quality camera that can capture 4K at 60fps with the right microSD cards. It also features mechanical stabilization on only one axis. However, excellent digital image stabilization can handle vibration in the Y-axis. Although delicate motors may seem like a risk, the frame offers some protection to the camera. Perhaps more critical, collision sensors are where DJI's other central development area in their consumer line. The racing drone can operate at 2 speeds with very efficient collision sensors and can even avoid particular objects. A fly safety drone features are the all-stop button, which causes the drone to hover almost immediately. It also has a GPS-powered return home. The DJI dedicated goggles have been thoughtfully designed. They are large and not too taxing on your eyes. Pros: amazing acceleration safety sensors that work, some replaceable parts, partially motorized tilt on FPV. Cons: 2x micro SD cards of high speed are required. IFLIGHT Nozzle 5. Best FPV drone racing for freestyle and GoPros. Start drone racing with the best racing drones under 300. The Nozzle 5 is powered by Xingyi 2207 2750 kV motors. While it might be named after the evil characters in Lord of the Rings, or perhaps because of their name, that power can prove to be a valuable asset if you act responsibly. Many pilots will complain about the GoPro Hero 9 Black, however, this powerful machine seems to not care about the extra grams. Perhaps that's why it uses a 6X EF4 flight system? The racing drone's carbon arms are 5mm thick, making it difficult to break even in a fast collision. However, iFlight offer the machine in both 4S and 6S versions. Even with fixed wings, it can keep up. Like all other default PIDs, flight settings by the firm, this machine is an excellent example of this quality. Pilots who have had very user-friendly experiences with FPV should be able to transition to FPV. You will need DJI FPV goggles, which are a significant investment. You also get tools, rubber battery stickers, and props in the box. It is also one of the most affordable drones below 300. Pros: arms made of thick carbon fiber, corner protection, GoPro mount amazingly fast. Cons: prop configuration through X. Parrot Anafi FPV. The best budget FPV drone for pilots who have photographic ambition. The Parrot was the first to demonstrate the AR. Racing drone demos were held at CES 2010, 3 years before the DJI Phantom was released. After some time, the firm realized that DJI's high-quality photography was more popular than its overgrown toys. At this point, their Anafi, which was the first Parrot to have a camera gimbal, finally arrived. Although the Anafi drone is a great racing drone with many features DJI didn't provide at launch, what makes it stand out is the unique approach to in-cockpit flight. The Anafi does not require an additional electronic screen with radio systems, but instead, it comes with a strap that allows you to use your phone screen as FPV goggles. This explains why the initial investment for the DJI FPV is so much lower. It is an excellent choice for customers interested in FPV, but it also needs a decent camera and money change. Pros: frame with low vibration, better footage. Packaging that is easy to use for begin flying. Lost model buzzer: you can lift the GoPro 9 with ease. Cons: GoPro battery life is 4 to 5 minutes max. 4S battery, GoPro required. Emacs TinyHawk 2. Best micro drone for FPV beginners. The Emacs Tiny Hawk 2 is a great tiny drone for beginners. It has a 75mm wheelbase, which is the motor-to-motor measurement. However, the racing drone is much smaller than the controller and goggles, but all of those items are included in one box. Assuming that you select the RTF bundle. Emacs also provides two batteries, a 450 mAh or 300 mAh. This allows you to experiment with different power levels. If you're careful, you can keep the drone racing for 7 minutes of flight time. Or, you can blast along at the maximum speed of up to 50 miles per hour, which is impressive for a machine this small. The LED array provides the chance to impress the crowds in low light conditions. Their brightness responds to your accelerator. Although the drone doesn't have the power to take a GoPro with it, the 600TVL camera produces stunning video thanks to its dynamic range as well as white balance. The drone's only problem is that the land now warning is too early. This makes it more suited for racing than aggressive acrobatics. Pros: flexible, all you need is a USB charger. Auto white balance for beginners, rates are easy. Amazing dynamic range. Cons: concrete can scratch frames. Different PID profiles available for 1S and 2S batteries. MAKERFIRE Micro FPV. Best drones for beginners. Your humble wordsmith was transported in a bus to the desert near Las Vegas before the virus hit. This was not to witness the execution of the mob but to watch these tiny drones perform their tasks. Although I suspect I was returned to the Consumer Electronics Show only because I didn't crash my own racing drone, it's nice to see that the smilingly toothy microcopter is now available in stores. The best thing about this copter is that it's so affordable for a complete kit with goggles, a controller, and everything else. While the build quality is not as good as some machines, it still offers valuable features such as standby charging and plenty of vents. The 170 field of view camera is excellent for flying through goggles. It is beneficial for first timers and those who are making the transition from toys at the gadget store. The system also has safety features and rolls and flips associated with toys in this category, making it an easy transition. Pros: altitude hold 1 key, return headless mode 40 channels. Cons: camera angle fixed. EACHINE Wizard TS215. The TS215 racing drone is medium in size with a 215mm wheelbase. You can purchase it in two versions, BNF with receiver or PNP. For extra durability, the frame is made from 3K carbon fiber. The top and bottom plates are 4 and 3 millimeters thick, respectively, to keep it as light as possible, 329 grams with the battery. Cyclone props are available in two colors, and an F4-based flight controller is included in the frame. A DVR is also included, which is considered an improvement over older versions. To avoid wear and tear, the drone has 4 TS2306 2450 kV motors. They are powered by DS40A brushless ESCs. 2 to 6S LiPo batteries can power the motors and ESCs. However, for optimal thrust, I recommend a 4S LiPo battery. The TS215 comes equipped with a Runcam Swift 2 camera that supports 600 TVL resolution in 4:3 format. It also has an integrated microphone and OSD. Backlight compensation allows the camera to be used both day and night. The BNF version comes with a Firsky XM Plus Micro D16 SBUS receiver that can receive 16 channels. It supports a range of up to 4 km and an omnidirectional RHCP antenna. Pros: carbon fiber frame, flying easily, stable, very powerful, flies well, great customer service, stable and nimble, clear camera. Cons: small parts, not recommended for children younger than 3 years. Blade INDUCTRIX FPV drone. This racing drone is a starter FPV. This drone is the perfect choice if you're new to drone racing. This drone will teach you how to race using camera views, and it is very affordable. It is better to learn on a cheap platform than make many mistakes and crash your drone multiple times. This drone comes with everything you need to know about drone racing. The high-performance motors will give you plenty of power to fly racing drones around. It's easy to track friends and fly together with the LED lighting. To protect the lights from being damaged by crashes, the rays are enclosed within the frames. The distance for video is approximately 100 yards. This distance is enough to fly around large buildings. You can receive up to 40 channels from the FPV monitor. It can be recharged via micro USB. Pros: light, it's affordable, almost unbreakable, it is easy to set up and use. Cons: to operate the US video transmitter, a ham license must be obtained. Basic HUBSAN FPV X4H107D. If you are beginning your racer training, it is advisable to purchase a smaller, more affordable drone such as the Hubsan H107D FPV quadcopter. The X4H107D is the best drone under 200, and ready to fly right out of the box. It's a great way to start FPV drone racing. This racing drone is very popular with beginners. This drone's main feature is its FPV camera on the front. It also features the 6-axis flight control system. The 6-axis flight control system allows you to fly racing drone indoors and outdoors, even while learning to fly. Hubsan's X4H107D has a durable frame and blade guards that will reduce the impact when you race drones into a tree. You will be able to see your transmitter's screen through goggles. This will prevent you from getting the actual FPV racing experience. You can still see the drone from above, which helps you learn how to control it. Although the Hubsan H107D may not be considered the best racing drone, it is still a great choice. It is, however, going to reduce both cost and risk as you race in FPV. Pros: the transmitter informs the user of the voltage used, stability or aerial flips possible. Ideal for indoor practice, portable, easy setup, ready to flight drone, affordable, thrills children, durable. Cons: flying small craft, easily charge your battery, camera doesn't give peripheral vision related. Post: best Hubsan drone for beginners 2021, top review for you. Racing drones buyer's guide. Types of racing drones. There are many options. These are just a few of the options available. Ready to fly RTF options can be assembled at the factory and are ready for use. There is no need for any additional modifications or installation. You can install the batteries, and then you are ready to fly drone. These models can be challenging to upgrade, so it is important to keep in mind that compatibility issues may arise. They are an excellent option for those who are new to the market. Pre-assembled bind and fly BNF options don't include a controller. Instead, you will need to purchase and bind your flight controller. This gives you greater flexibility to choose the controller that suits your needs. All of the components are included in kit options, but they must be assembled. The frame, motor, wires, and transmitter will all be included. However, this is not always the case. You will need to set up the drone manually. This process can take several days, depending on how skilled you are with soldering and wiring. It's not an easy task at first. Be prepared. Durability and frame construction. Drone racing is fast, and you will crash at some point. This is the fate of all drone pilots. You have two choices: either pilot slowly and carefully or invest in new parts. Long term, however, you will want to optimize the drone's capabilities and race competitively. It's essential to find a drone with interchangeable parts. You can fix it yourself and then return it to the racers. It's unlikely that you will race competitively if it doesn't. It is important to choose models with carbon fiber frame. The drone's frame is its foundation and backbone. It's the glue that holds all of the parts together. Carbon fiber is highly durable and rigid. It's also unlikely to bend or warp if crashes happen. It is essential to look for devices with carbon fiber frame to save money on replacements. Choose a thickness of 4 mm for your frame. Camera setup. It's not common to find fancy 4K capable cameras on these devices, but an excellent FPV camera is essential. A camera should have a good field of view, FOV, and reliable video transmission throughout its range. The last thing you want to do is lose connection to your video transmitter in midair. CCD cameras are preferred by pilots over CMOS. They capture the entire image simultaneously and not just the top or bottom. CCD sensors are faster and have less latency. Many pilots prefer TVL cameras because they offer better dynamic range and less input lag. These are some things to think about. Related post, how to remove moisture from reverse camera, tips new 2021, field monitor or FPV goggles. There are two ways to view the live feed. Either use dedicated FPV goggles or an LCD monitor to view the real-time feed from your controller. Both have their advantages. Field monitors are less expensive than most FPV goggles. However, they are not immersive, and the image quality isn't as good. However, FPV goggles are more costly and require some knowledge to set up. They are completely immersive and do not distract. Pilots also agree that it is easier to fly the aircraft. A good FPV headset is a must-have for anyone in this industry. A field monitor is the best option for beginners. You can then purchase a budget-friendly headset such as the Iashini V800D when you are ready. Transmitters and receivers. The drone's transmitter sends visual feedback to its receiver. This relays the information to the headset or field monitor. These components are crucial as they control a large part of drone communication. Make sure both devices are operating at the same frequency. Flight controller. The drone's controller controls its flight. The controller you choose will directly impact how you fly racing drone. It will affect flight characteristics such as maneuverability, sensitivity, and stability. It's also essential to research the available options for the model that you are considering. Also, consider their comfort, range, as well as functionality. Motors. Motors are what gives them power and speed. This component should not be overlooked. Brushless motors are more reliable and last longer than brushed motors. ESC. The motor's performance is determined by the electronic speed controller, which is equally important. It is important to make sure they have the same amperage rates that the motors. They can cause problems during installation. Propellers. Propellers are the most damaged item in this sport. Prop guards may be a good idea for beginners. Keep an extra set of propellers handy for every flight. Batteries. Because of their high capacities and lightweight, most pilots use a lithium-ion battery. You need to make sure you have the right voltage and cell count for your battery life. Both can affect its performance. FAQs. What is the cost of FPV racing drone? There is a wide price range for FPV racing drones, as most of them come in FPV kit. Pilots can build their drones using the components they prefer. RTF ready-to-fly racing drones are affordable for beginner pilots and run as low as $200 for advanced FPV racers. What distance can racing drone fly in the air? The range of FPV racing drones' distance is not as great as that of advanced photography drones, which can reach up to 2 miles. This is due in part to the FPV headset's limited range and battery life. Camera drones have a more extended range. Because radios operate on the default range of 2.4 GHz, typical to most racing drones, 1 km would be considered a reasonable range for FPV racing drone. What weight is an FPV racing drone? An FPV racing drone should weigh less than 200 grams, includes the battery. Drone racing pilots aim for a drone that weighs less than 400 grams. It also depends on what class of racing drone you are using. What size is FPV racing drone? There are many types of racing drones, including micro, mini and other. The micro quadcopters are 150 mm in diameter and smaller, while mini drones are 150 mm to 300 mm. Is it difficult to fly FPV drones? Drone racing can be a challenging sport. It takes practice and time to learn the skills needed to be a competent drone pilot. You should visit a few races to get a feel for how things work at such events before you dive head first into drone racing investments. It is also recommended to talk to drone enthusiasts and experts about your desire to get started. Join the professional groups such as the Drone Racing League and competitions like the Dubai World Drone Prix. It is important to assess whether you can fly FPV racing drone quickly. The drone's specs, controller, ease of use, interference, and latency in controls, as well as external factors like weather, are all critical. Like all things, experience is vital. Drone racing pilots will be able to fly drones with more practice. We recommend that beginners learn about FPV online and join online forums to get help. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=ZDNZ5R6QL3W. Can you make money racing drones? The Drone Racing League is where professional drone pilots can compete for up to $100,000 per season. In 2019, a new artificial intelligence robotic racing circuit, Air Circuit, will be launched. It features four AI versus AI drone races, with the winning team earning $1 million. Paul Nurk, the 2018 DRL Allianz World Championship, is Jordan Jet Temkin, who has twice won the DRL Allianz World Champion. Do I need a license to fly? Yes, all hobby pilots must acquire their trust certificate before they take to the sky, and if you will be flying in a race with cash prizes, that is considered to be compensation for your flight, which is a commercial operation, requiring your Part 107 certificate. Conclusion. If you are looking for the best racing drones on the market available in 2021, we have compiled a comprehensive list of our favorites. We also included answers to some common FAQs about drone flying and buying tips for beginners who want to get started with drone racing career. So if you're ready to take your game up a notch or two, scroll down below. Happy droning!